You ready? Here we go. Feet and
Nick. All right. Apparently there is a website called WikiFeet, and it has...
Please don't tell me it's what I think it is. Is it just feet?
It's feet.
Oh, I think it's Leon. Give me the website.
Leon, could you explain what WikiFeet is? Because I haven't been on there yet.
How do I put this? It's a collection of celebrities' feet, and people rate them.
This is my one wood.
I know. I'm surprised you don't know about WikiFeet.
No, I don't.
Well, this I am.
You've got to have good feet, man.
Incredibly.
Oh, so don't look at me. I've got horrendous feet.
I've seen them.
Concerned. I've apparently our feature on this. I'm handing these out.
In.
Darcy has printed this.
Feature.
How do you get it?
I don't know. They're not good. My feet aren't that good. Like they're okay. They're not, you know, offensive, but they're not. I don't think they're
for someone
feet.
That doesn't like him. You handed us a lot of pages of colour photos of him pretty quick.
Mate, Jesus.
Just have a scroll. Have a
mate,
look
at you in Hawaii.
The brochure.
There I am in Hawaii sitting there. And God, this is just all about how... Whoa, what the hell? Have a look at that one.
Darcy just came.
That should be on something else. That should be on another website, that one. Jeez.
Darcy just printed them. Interestingly
well,
enough,
scribbled out. You scribbled them out.
I did that because I don't know what was going on there.
She scribbled out her feet.
Terrible photo of my feet.
Where's the comment? Oh, God.
Yeah, there's only one comment, so I'm actually happy with that from, I think it's Anonymous Rex.
I've found a ratings.
Take me through it.
Section, though. Well, your rating's 4.
Oh, so 4 stars out of 5.
Yeah, out of 5. Yep.
So, you know why I like that? Can I tell you just quickly? When
yes.
I had a flatmate years ago, I was living in London, and my flatmate at the time, Lisa, we were lying on the couch, and I had bare feet, and I remember her saying to me, Fee, never let boys see your feet. They're ugly. And
really?
I remember that stuck with me.
And look
like
at you now.
At the time. And look at that, 4 stars
now
on the WikiFeet page.
On WikiFeet.
What's that tuna doing?
I was tuna tossing in Adelaide for sunrise.
That's unbelievable.
That's what I was aware that the sunrise presenter.
Good old Adelaide, eh? Hey, yes. Now there's one comment. Geez, you've had a few different looks over the years, haven't you?
Yeah.
One comment, Rexy. Been a member since 2013, old Rexy.
Oh, he's right into feet.
He's right into his footsies. He just wrote, "Yes, please." I think he's talking about the middle photo.
The top one,
I don't think he's talking
million,
about the feet.
The top left photo, 1.1 million views.
Get out. Which
on
which photo is that? The
this one, just you in the
blue dress.
Yeah.
Mm. It says here, Fifi Box rating 4, as we said, you rated, blah, blah, blah. Email, shoe size, 8.5 US.
That is true. How do they know that?
Birthplace, Australia, Wonga Park. Birth date, not set.
Oh, how do they know my shoe size? That's creepy.
It's got fee rating. It's got the foot rating.
Yeah, Nick, you were taking me through that. What was
27
it?
27 beautiful.
Yep, so that's 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
19 nice.
I assume that's 4.
16 okay.
Mm-hmm.
4 bad.
Okay.
And 3 ugly. So your friend, your friend's
she
one of those votes.
She's one of them. So just 2 other guys think I've got ugly feet. That's
see,
okay.
I thought 1 star was the harshest review, but now that I've seen ugly...
Ouch.
That's so much worse.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Get your freak
on. We just realised we've got
freaks.
Really interesting things in our team. Renee, who when you call through, you probably just spoke to her.
Old two thumbs, Bucky.
She was born with three thumbs. So one thumb had a little thumb attached to it that got removed when she was 6 months old. Josiah here was born with 3 nipples.
Mm. Yeah.
You had a friend who's got webbed hands and feet. It makes you interesting having these little bits of extra.
Get your freak on.
I've got extra head. Does that? I've got too much skull.
Yeah, you've got a big,
big
frontal
old
lobe.
Bonce.
I've got a massive head too.
George,
I've got an extra chin.
Georgia in Frankston. Hi, Georgia.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good,
hey,
Georgia.
Georgia, what did you get? Did you get something extra?
Yeah, so I was born with a 3rd nipple and I still have it. Not
ooh.
Like Josiah, mine didn't fall off. But I'm currently 27 weeks pregnant and at about 15 weeks, it actually started growing veins and it's actually grown a little bit with my other breast, which is a bit weird.
Wow.
So many questions. So you've got obviously your breasts, so 2,
yeah.
1 each side. So with the nipple, is that another breast or is it just a nipple attached to one of the breasts?
Well, no. So it's just below my left breast. It sort of looked like a mole like my whole life.
Yeah.
People didn't really think it was a nipple. But my mum definitely said I was born with a 3rd nipple and it has grown sort of like raised. and it's got all these veins around it. And I showed my GP, and she was like, "Oh my goodness, I think I've only ever seen this like one other time."
Wow. It's so inappropriate to say this, Georgia. I'm desperate to see it. Like, I'm fascinated.
Yeah, I know.
Would you be able to breastfeed off it, you reckon?
Well, I don't know. Like, I actually work at a clinic, and I had a sonographer have a look, and it does have a bit of breast tissue. So, potentially could.
Georgia, it makes me wonder if back, you know, thousands of years ago, did we have, like, proper udders, like cows or pigs? You know, like,
well, you evolved from the sea sponge.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The sea sponge didn't have any nipples.
I just think it's a bit strange. Like, that so many people have a third nipple. There are obviously more once upon a time,
maybe.
And it keeps coming through as a recessive gene or something.
Yeah. Interesting. Fascinating.
Every time Fev says we come from a sea sponge, it gets me.
Well, we did.
Oh, come on.
History, bro.
Was I a sea sponge?
I'm still stuck on the fact that one of Josiah's nipples just fell off. I think it was just a crumb from a sandwich. I cannot milk it, just
they're
confirming.
Like, but they're like warts. When you're born with warts, they just fall off. Warts fall off.
Yeah, maybe
that might have been
maybe
a wart.
Maybe Josiah had a wart.
No, I used to wee on mine on my knee.
The doctor said it was a breast bud. I had a breast bud.
I think you had a wart.
It was a breast
bud. I had them on my knees back in the day. I was born with heaps of warts on my knees, and I used to wee on them.
What
the doctor said wee on them, and it kills it. You wee on your warts.
No.
Wow. And
true. Mm. I don't know how much more you want me to be true. It's true. 13, 10, 60.
Okay.
Wee on your warts.
Melanie from Faulkner. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Melanie, now this is your children. They've got a bit of extra.
Yes, both my children. So my son had 12 fingers and 11 toes.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's a few extra.
Just a few. And my daughter had 12 toes.
Wow. Now, Melanie, because Renee said she was 6 months old when they removed them. Did they remove them from the son and daughter?
Yeah, so my son was 6 months and my daughter was about 8 months.
And can they tell which ones should come off?
Yes, so his fingers were true little fingers, so he had an extra little finger on both.
Wow, how cute.
Yeah, and the toes were on top of the little toes, so they just shaved them off.
Can I ask how much money does the toe fairy leave? Like, I know for a tooth you get a gold coin usually, but for an extra toe, that's got to be a pineapple. There better be a 50 under the pillow.
That's a Don Bradman, mate. An extra toe? Mate, you bottle that up.
Melanie, was it genetic? Did this come through? Did any ancestors have that too?
No, not that any relative is willing to admit.
I like it. Interesting. This is fascinating. Thanks, Melanie, for sharing that. Andrew from Craigieburn. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Andrew. What did you get? What extra did you get when you were born?
I had an extra earlobe.
Really? Like under it? Like, or where was it?
Yeah, under it. Yeah, under it, yeah.
Oh, I love earlobes.
I got an operation when I was six, and I ended up in a hospital pamphlet. Yeah, so it was, got taken off, and now I've just got a bit of a fatter earlobe on the left-hand side than the right, but it's not really noticeable, so.
When you said you're in the hospital pamphlet, did they take photos and put you in the pamphlet?
Yes, they did.
I've always looked at those pamphlets. You know, you're sitting at the GP and you see them all, and you're like, I wonder who that is.
Yeah,
we know now.
You were in one, Andrew.
Andrew from Craigieburn.
That's impressive. An extra earlobe. If you were really into piercing, you'd want to hang on to that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's like when those guys with the big stretcher, you know, the big hole ones, and they have them out. Is that a bit of extra lobe?
They've got to get a new lobe after that.
Yeah,
like that is just butchering your earlobe.
I quite like the feel of an earlobe.
I love earlobes.
It's like the best thing to touch on a body, I reckon.
I agree with you, Fev.
I disagree.
And you always play with Toby's or your kids.
You
play with it and they love it. It's like a sense of comfort.
I play with their earlobes and Trixie still holds my earlobes.
It's cute.
It's cute. Nick's trying to touch his earlobe.
It's really nice.
You get anything from it?
Do you like it?
Huh?
Did you get anything from that sensation?
When Fev just grabbed my ear.
Earlobe.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks. 101.9 The Fox.
Fev, we have to talk about the news that's broken in the papers. May I have the Rocky sound effect, if I may? The music.
Soundtrack.
Soundtrack, yeah. There we go. Our big man, Brendan Favola, is going into the boxing ring just on the back of Mayflower. Mayflower, what's his name? Hollywood.
She was going so
Cauliflower.
Well.
Cauliflower.
Floyd Cauliflower.
Floyd Mayweather.
Mayweather.
You're such a weather person too. Wow. Yeah, you don't remember that. Yes.
Yeah, what can you tell everyone what you're doing?
We're fighting for charity. I don't really know the details. I just want to know how much and where. So it's in Bendigo in November, end of December. And I got asked whether I wanted to do it or not. And I said, I don't know, because I can't fight. I can fight like in the street.
Scrappy, yeah.
But in a ring, you can't hide or run. So
you wouldn't run.
I'd try to get one in real quick and run if there was a lot of them. I've been in a few fights back in the day, but I'm not really a fighter.
A boxer. This is a boxing match fight for charity.
So they rang me up and said, mate, do you want to do it? And they said, who do you want to fight? And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll fight Dipper. I'll win that. And they said, no, he's too old. I said, what about Billy? Billy Brownless? And they said, no. What about Cam Mooney? And I go, he can go a bit. So I think I'll be fine. I haven't signed the contract yet.
The Geelong great.
Yeah.
Cameron Mooney. He's a three-time premiership forward too.
So we didn't get a touch in one of them. So
okay.
I wouldn't count
that. You're going to mention that in the ring?
Yeah. So remember when you got donuts in the grand final?
Well, I thought you had a good chance because I know Mooney is a tough player.
He's a tough man.
And I thought, where's he from? Quick Wikipedia search. Wagga Wagga.
Yeah.
Sorry, sports bet. I've got to change it last minute. But money on Mooney.
he'll pound me, but that's okay. I don't know if I'm going to do it yet, Boxy, because there's a lot of T's and C's in the contract. The boxing contract's amazing.
Really?
And especially, you're all right now with no gyms open, but I've got to train. You've got to train for up to 10 to 12 weeks, and you've got to train 3 days a week.
Yep.
It's part of the contract. Easy, I can do that. But you can't shed more than 5 kilos of your body weight when you sign the contract, which is now. So if I start training, I'll
lose. Gonna shred a bit.
Yeah, I'll shred more than that. So I'll be in breach of the contract. So I'm not quite sure whether I'm going to do it or not.
Oh, okay.
That's me
Another
out.
Schnitzel
that's,
rat.
That's me out. that's me loophole.
You so don't want to lose too much weight.
But I did say to the guy, Liam Pickering, I said, can you bet on it? And he said, I think you can. So I'm going to take a fall in the first.
Oh.
And we'll load up.
I just love that Liam Pickering is listening after this has been plastered all over the papers yesterday. I might not be doing it.
And I haven't signed yet.
I love Fev's trying to spin this as I'm going to take a fall in the first. Yeah. Whereas the reality is he's going to get knocked out.
Our favourite moments from the week. Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks. On the Fox.
Controversial businessman, billionaire, government official. Sometimes he's voting in Parliament. I'm talking about Clive Palmer.
Oh, yeah. Part of the... He was had a ticket.
He did, didn't he?
I remember when he rang Doug Hawkins and said, can you be part of the... Dougie Hawkins was part of his ticket. He was never winning it.
But Clive Palmer, he's a bit controversial and he's gotten into trouble again. He's been accused of spreading misinformation to undermine vaccination efforts. Mm. He ran ads that aired across Queensland and the ads were part of a campaign, an anti-vaccine campaign. So he's in some hot water. And I thought, gee, you know, I mean, let's talk about Queensland for a second. It takes our minds off what's going on here in Victoria, because the Queensland pollies are always just a little bit wrong.
Cuckoo.
Something's not right about
Barnaby.
It.
Well, I was up there on and off for the last couple of years.
Yes.
I was on Triple M in Brisbane. And what they complain about with the coronavirus, very different to here. I went up there, stage 4 lockdown here, got up to Brisbane. And they're like, can you believe it? We can only have 45 people at a house party. You're like, that's pretty good, actually. Everything's fine.
Mm. Wish I had 45 people come to my house.
Well, in honour of Clive just making headlines, I thought, why don't we put together a little list?
I love your list.
Of not just Clive. I'm going to pop in a couple of other controversial pollies and just some of the wackiness that's come out of Queensland politics.
Fee's got a list this morning.
I'll start with Clive. Remember after Bronwyn Bishop left politics and Clive just released this weird music video?
Goodbye, Bronwyn. Bronwyn, goodbye. Goodbye, Bronwyn. Bronwyn, 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 goodbye, bye-bye. Goodbye, Bronwyn. Bronwyn, goodbye. Goodbye. Twiddle-two.
Twiddle-two.
Twiddle-two. He also was really dead keen on building Titanic 2.
Yeah.
He wanted to build the second Titanic.
It's amazing how some people have money.
Isn't it?
When the day comes, and it most surely will, when Titanic 2 sails into New York, you'll be able to say that you were here, tonight when it all began.
That's been built now, hasn't it?
Has it?
I think it has.
I don't think there's a Titanic 2.
I think there has.
Are you sure it's not like a reproduction of the original?
You're not thinking of the thing at Williamstown restaurant.
Paul,
that's the Spirit of Tassie.
Now I'm going to move on to I'm going to move on to another controversial, hilarious Queensland politician, Pauline Hanson.
Oh, God.
There are those times that she confuses herself. Remember in politics when she was trying to argue a point about tax cuts?
Under Section 92 of the Australian Constitution, I believe it is unconstitutional for the state government to keep the borders closed.
I know how she feels. That's how I read live reads.
Oh, I know.
You're not in Parliament.
Yeah. Well,
that's
I'm
all right.
On air. It's similar.
It's a tricky one.
I'm a news source.
But she also, I don't think, necessarily understands the term flip-flop.
One Nation will not be supporting company tax cuts. So I haven't flip-flopped. I said no originally, then I said yes, then I have said no, and I've stuck to it.
That's pretty funny.
One of the best.
Again, it's that jump. We're talking about Zac Efron's ex-girlfriend before,
yeah,
going from Werribee to Byron Bay. You can't go Ipswich Fish and Chip Shop to Parliament. There's got to be a few steps in the middle. It's too much of a leap.
What about Bob Catter? I am going to end on him because he adds hours of entertainment. Let's start firstly with when he knew how to solve droughts.
In 45 years, I've been through 400 droughts. The answers are in fact very simple. I mean, the answer is you put water on that ground and it grows grass.
Good point. He's going through a solid 10 droughts a year,
then,
by my calculations there.
In an interview, he was asked about the same-sex debate. This was an interesting answer.
You know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean, let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
And my head went that way. And my leg went that way.
Doesn't make sense. Also, during an interview, he was asked his thoughts on the inclusion of female NRL referees.
Oh, girls God. Out there who want to ref too, want to be more involved in the NRL. Bring it on, Bob.
Well I just can't help but make the comment, if you looked at photographs of me when I was much younger, I was very, very handsome. But my nose droops.
You say so, Bob.
My nose droops and it goes sideways. And one of my
I'm just not seeing how
droops.
This is related to female referees, but I figure there's a point.
This playing rugby league, but I cop plenty. But we don't want women playing football. They don't have a nose like mine and eyebrows like mine. But if you're not playing football, it's a bit hard to see how you can referee properly.
I'm just going to say, okay.
Is he saying because he had long hair?
I think he was saying he wants girls to stay pretty.
Yeah.
And then he was saying...
You're not going to get my eyebrows.
Female umpires are the best.
When
can I just say that? Because
I'm
they've
sure.
got no ego.
Mm. Mm.
And they just see it how it is and they call it how it is. Male umpires, and I've witnessed this...
Mm.
They won't like you, so they'll have an ego and they'll pay free kicks against you. They'll do something that they shouldn't do. Not that they don't umpire it properly, but females just don't care. They've got absolute ethics.
That's great feedback. Thank you on behalf of all female referees.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
Now, finally, I just want to finish on Bob Catter singing.
Again?
Yeah, just one more to take it home for no reason whatsoever. Singing Creedence Clearwater.
I see you. Bad moon rising, I feel election on the way. I see the major parties fighting, I see it's Independence Day.
He could have won a Carter if he called earlier today.
Baby, he's got a lift this morning.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. And a quick thank you to our sponsor, brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder. Find out what makes it the complete package at mazda.com.au. Melbourne's strict lockdown has been eased, but with gyms still closed, Melburnians will have to wait a little longer to work off their lockdown diet blowouts.
We were talking about blowouts over the weekend and we did this last Monday and we heard from Wayne in Crib Point who had eaten 16 Magnums. Wayne, how have you gone this weekend with your blowout?
We bought a box of 24 Cornettos and I had 18.
Oh, my God. Next weekend, can you have a crack at Bubble-O Bills? They're my favourite ice cream.
You are out of your mind.
I love Bubble-O Bills.
It's the worst ice cream, worst bubble gum.
You get bubble gum, all these different colours. There's a dude on the front with a cowboy hat and a chocolate. What more do you want?
Something that tastes good. When
I'm rolling to the An episode of popular British kids show Peppa Pig has been banned in Australia. However, the reasoning for the ban remains unclear.
Apparently the message in it is spiders can't hurt you.
Oh, yeah, they're off there.
So I thought they were going to use a saying. Have you heard the saying about spiders?
What's the saying?
We didn't come here to...
Spiders?
No, I don't know that. What's happening? Like, I don't get it.
I can't say the main word.
Yeah.
Why would you... spiders. I don't get it. Move in different circles. I'm not hearing that.
Do we?
You're in footy clubs with boys in change rooms talking about spiders.
I think everyone out there would know that saying.
Darcy, do you know that?
Yes.
Renee?
I absolutely know it.
Leon? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Marcel?
Yep.
Well, you passed me by.
You're going in your own circle. That's what we're coming down to. Circle of
life. Winter is in full swing, and so is the fitness community, who believe it to be the perfect time to begin the so-called summer shred. Experts, however, disagree.
Bad news for the shredders. Dr. Carl revealed that, unfortunately, you cannot lose weight if you are not sleeping much.
Ah.
Doing breakfast radio, doing these hours and attempting to shred is a waste of time. So I've just done you a favour, Nick.
Turns out sleep. I'm actually a victim.
Yes, you are.
I'm not getting enough sleep.
You are a victim and you're getting a reprieve. You
every don't time have to Charlie try. Wakes up in the middle of the night, I should just yell out, Dad's trying to shred!
Public interest in professional boxing has hit peak levels following the Floyd Mayweather v Logan Paul super fight, leading many other former athletes to throw their own hats into the ring.
Bev, we have to talk about the news that's broken in the papers. Our big man, Brendan Favola, is going into the boxing ring.
We're fighting for charity in November, end of December. So they rang me up and said, mate, do you want to do it? Who do you want to fight? What about Cam Mooney? And I go, you can go a bit. I haven't signed the contract yet.
The Geelong great.
Yeah.
Cameron Mooney.
I did say to the guy, can you bet on it? And he said, I think you can.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take a fall in the first.
Oh. Feb's trying to spin this as I'm going to take a fall in the first. Yeah. Whereas the reality is he's going to get knocked out.
Celebrity MasterChef is set to begin filming next week, with speculation still rife over the identity of the celebrities involved. Radio personality Fifi Box has seen her name thrown into the mix following a week which saw her cooking output noticeably increase.
Yesterday, I baked a beautiful whole orange cake. Because you boys have your own WhatsApp group called Foods and Nudes, the girls in the team, being myself, Renee and Darcy, have created the penas and pilates, which is like pina coladas and pilates. And I posted a photo for the girls to have a look at and said, look what I've made, girls. I'm going to bring it in. And then I thought to myself, Renee's vegan. Will I tell her there were eggs in it?
She
or will I
know.
Just give it to her?
It's actually nicer than what I thought you were going to do. Renee's vegan. Do I delete her from the WhatsApp?
You kill me, man. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
And finally, the latest saga in the highly publicised celebrity divorce of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West is here after Kanye was sighted in France with who appears to be his new girlfriend.
What's her power play back now? Is she going to date a basketballer? Or
done that. What? She's got to go big.
Eminem?
Post Malone.
Post Malone. That'll get him.
Yeah.
So Courtney's dating a drummer.
Travis Barker.
Yeah.
No, Blink-182.
One of the Madden twins.
No, Cameron Diaz has got a Madden twin.
Yeah, she
and
does
Nicole
too.
Richie's got the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
it sounds like trading cards.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Lady Gaga always says,
looking for a ute that's built to rule the weekend? Brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder, the complete package, has got you covered.